From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. IS shooting and killing civilians. Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians as they attempt to flee fighting between the Islamic State group and Iraqi government forces in the city of Fallujah. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city, which has been controlled by the Muslim group since January of 2014. The offensive has so far surrounded the city on three sides. A UN estimate puts the number of civilians trapped in Fallujah at around 50,000. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is urging China and its Asia-Pacific neighbors to work toward ending their territorial disputes.
We are looking for a peaceful resolution.
Mr. Kerry is taking part in the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing. The talks also will focus on cybersecurity, climate change, and economic matters. VOA correspondent Nike Chang spoke with us a short time ago about another matter of discussion.
In addition, there is also a CEO roundtable where the United States is pushing for non-discrimination of U.S. corporations to do business in China, and U.S. is pushing for more open market access inside China.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Security officials in Ukraine say they've arrested a Frenchman who amassed an arsenal of weapons and was plotting to attack the European Championship football tournament in France. Ukraine's SBU security service chief said the unidentified man arrived in Ukraine in December of 2015 under the guise of providing volunteer aid. The man planned to attack both Jewish and Muslim places of worship, as well as a French tax office, highway patrol points. According to the security chief, 15 terrorist attacks were planned. This is VOA News. At least one person was shot dead in an opposition rally for electoral reforms in western Kenya. Jill Craig has more from Nairobi for VOA.
The demonstration in Kisumu descended into police gunfire and burning tires. In the capital, Nairobi, a more peaceful protest took place. Hundreds of opposition supporters marched to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission, known as the IEBC. They waved tree branches and held signs that read, "Kenyans don't trust IEBC." Kenya's High Court this morning declined to block the planned protests. The judge also ordered the police to provide security for the demonstrators. James Orengo, a senator from Siaya County and a CORD leader, welcomed the news.
The order that has been made by a judge of the High Court today is a great victory for the country.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The country's High Court had declined a government request to prohibit the march. Muslims begin observing the holy month of Ramadan today with the first sighting of the new moon. The faithful are expected to spend the month fasting during daylight hours and spending more time in prayer and study of the Quran. President Obama offered best wishes to Muslims around the world on the occasion of Ramadan. And the body of boxing legend Muhammad Ali has arrived back in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. Mr. Ali died late Friday at the age of 74 of complications from Parkinson's disease. Now, Louisville will honor him with a procession through the city on Friday, followed by a public funeral at a sports arena. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, comic Billy Crystal, and newscaster Brian Gumbel are among those who will be delivering the eulogies. Today marks the 72nd anniversary of the D-Day invasion along the French coast by Allied forces that helped defeat the Nazis in World War II. About 160,000 Allied troops parachuted or waded onto the beaches of Normandy on June 6, 1944, in what was the largest sea assault in military history. Though about 4,500 died by the very end of one day, the operation eventually led to an Allied victory across Europe. More than 5,000 ships and 13,000 aircraft supported the D-Day invasion. U.S. General Dwight D. Eisenhower, then the supreme commander of Allied forces across Western Europe, called the operation a crusade in which, quote, "we will accept nothing less than full victory." For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.